goodsuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to be at your presence again today. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And we ask, O God, that, Lord, let no one return back the same way. Grant everyone an encounter of a lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. The topic remains reasons people fail and common sense guide to avoiding them. We are still in the continuation of the series we started sometimes ago, about 5 weeks ago, Kingdom Mysteries and Miracles for Good Success. Let's read some scriptures. Luke 12:56. It says, "Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time?" That's Luke 12:56. And then Ecclesiastes 12:15. It says, "The labor of fools weary them, for they do not know how to go into the city." Praise God. And then Proverbs 22:2, it says, "The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all." And we could also rephrase that to say, the failure and the successful, the wealthy and the poor, they have one thing in common, that God made them all. The same way God made all the animals, he made the lion, he also made the rats, he made the grasshopper, he also made the antelope, he made the crocodile. God is the one who made everyone. So that scripture is not saying God made somebody poor or a failure and then he made other people successful or unsuccessful. No, God made everyone and gave all of us a level ground. That level ground may not look level to all of us. For example, somebody was born in a rich house, which means he has more advantage, so to say, in life. But the level ground is that God has the same future for everyone. We may not have that level ground of starting at the same place, but we have the level ground of stopping at the same place. So God made all of us and gave us different challenges. And in fact, the truth is this. If your starting was kind of rough, it means you have more strength. Remember the parable of the talents. Jesus said there was a king who was going out to get more power. He gave talents to his servants according to their ability. The one that was born in a rich house does not have the ability you have. That is what I see about it. If you are born and your starting was rough, you didn't have spoon, not to talk of silver spoon. Those days they would say somebody was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Some of us, no spoon at all, not to even talk about wooden spoon, no spoon, only your hand. But that is not a deterrent to the future that God has made for you. It's just a proof that God has given you more abilities in yourself, and it requires more fire to bring it out. For example, the process of bringing out gold is not the same as the process of bringing out silver. You need more work to be done to bring out the best out of gold or out of diamond than just to bring out wood or iron. No, different processes, different steps, different things, because the end value of one is not the same with the other. For as many of us that have been following the news, we know that the King of England just did the coronation. If you see his crown, you will see all manner of jewels. Forget it. These ones are not the ones you buy in Oshodi or this local. These are real gems. Real kings use real gems. Real diamonds. All those big diamonds you see, I believe they are also diamonds. Real diamonds. Real gold. That is it. Because these things are valuable and can be found in palaces. I don't know who this is for. If you find that your life has been full of challenges, you had a rough starting, no spoon in your mouth, not to talk of silver spoon, everything seems to just be going in the wrong direction. It means your future is better than the one who even has everything simple for him. Because you have more drive, God is trying to put more fire in your goal so that it will come out bright. And I pray that will be your end, even before the end of this year, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, having said that foundation, we understand that God is an impartial God. And we do know something, whether we like it or not. But one thing is sure, that if I ask you now, give me a picture of a successful person, most likely the first thing that will come to your mind will be somebody who has a lot of money. somebody who has been able to achieve a lot of feats in one field or the other and then has a lot of money. If he has achieved a lot and he doesn't have money, it won't come to your mind. So one way or the other, having money is associated with being successful. Remember all the topics we did in the past, like the three topics we did on wealth. Please, if you missed that episode, if you missed any one of them, listen to them. Even if you didn't miss them, please still try to listen to them as much as possible. God is an impartial God. And we know, and we do agree, whether we like it or not, that wealth is a symbol of success. That is why you and I must end up wealthy. In fact, there are some people you can never reach except you have some certain levels of money, certain level of wealth, or certain level of influence. So, we must end up successful in every area of life. So now, before we spend too much time, what is success? What is good success? Success means a favorable outcome from a set of activities. For example, if you write an exam, you've been reading, you've been studying, you've been practicing, asking people for help, and you went to the exam hall. Now, when you get to that exam hall, there is something in your mind. You want to succeed and forget this exam. You have been doing a lot of activities, a set of activities that leads to one thing in your mind, success. So, from every set of activities, there is an expectation in your mind, and that expectation is for you to come up with a favorable outcome. For example, what would be the favorable outcome from an exam? For you to have flying colors, to have A, B, or C. By the time you start coming to D, you are no longer happy. E, F. Nobody wants to stay in those last three. If it's C, you stay, oh, thank God. If it's B, you say, wow. If it's A, you say, oh, excellent. And that will be your life. An excellent life will be the outcome of your life in the name of Jesus. What is good success? Good success is a favorable outcome from a set of activities that brings glory to God, pleasure to you, and no pain to other people. I'll read it again. Good success is a favorable outcome from a set of activities that bring glory to God. So it must bring glory to God for you to say you have good success. If you are successful, you have money, you are making a lot of waves and influence in the world, yet God is getting farther and farther away from you, then it's no longer good success. It is success, but it is not good. So for it to satisfy what God calls good success, it must make God happy. Your spiritual life must be growing at the same time. Then it must bring pleasure to you. The Bible says, God is the one who gives blessings and he has no sorrow to it. That means if you check it and there is sorrow there, if you check it and some other areas of your life are going down by the day, you have no family again, you have no relationship with God, your health is failing, then it's no longer success. It is something else. So the mark of it bringing glory to God must be checked. That check mark must be ticked. Pleasure to you must be ticked. Then no pain to other people. And of course, if it doesn't bring glory to God, it will bring pain to people. And even if it brings pleasure to people, brings pleasure to you, and it doesn't bring glory to God, it's still not the good success we are talking about. I pray that you and I will receive grace for us to excel in life and not miss out of all this story checklist in Jesus' name. So let's go straight to the point. What are the common sense reasons why people fail? We say common sense because this is supposed to be obvious, but for some reasons, they are just hidden. They are hidden for some reasons, but they should not be. But so let's remind ourselves. What are the common sense reasons why people fail? Number one, looking for miracles or magic instead of knowledge and wisdom. If you are looking for miracles or magic instead of knowledge and wisdom, the person is likely going to fail woefully. Even miracles, I mean real miracles, if you look behind every real miracle, you will see the wisdom of God at work. You will see some knowledge at work. And knowledge is the foundation of faith. Knowledge of the word of God brings about faith. So, miracle doesn't just happen. Real miracle, the one orchestrated by God, it doesn't just happen. Magic is the one that can happen and you are like, how did it happen? Even miracle, you say, I don't know how it happened, but I know I had faith in God. I know the power of God did this. You and I know how miracles happen. The power of God is the one making things happen. So, miracles can be explained. At least you can say that God did it. So, if you want to have success, and you are looking for a way that cannot be explained, then the person is already setting himself for failure. Miracles can be explained. So one of the major reasons why Christians especially fail is they are looking for miracles or magic instead of knowledge and wisdom. The Bible says in Luke 11:29, it says, "This generation, they look for signs." He said, "But none will be given to them." He said, "Except that they should go and study Jonah that was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights." So he says that, see, these things will not just happen except with deep knowledge and understanding of the plans of God for your life and for my life. And under that, one of the signs that can make you know whether you are looking for miracles or magic that is not based on the knowledge of the Word of God is gambling. Gambling is one of the reasons why people fail. Now, some of us will say, "Gambling, I don't gamble, I work." No, many of us gamble, and I will explain it very soon. Do you know that gambling is one of the reasons for failure in life? Taking a risky action in the hope of a desired result is what Google calls gambling. That means when you do something and you just hope that it's going to produce results. Number one, there is no faith there. There is no faith because it's not based on wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God. You are just wishing. Every time you are wishing that something should happen, check. You may just be gambling with your life. But I pray none of us will gamble with our lives in Jesus' name. Don't just wish. Every time you wish that something should come to pass, fine. Ask yourself, what should I do? If you are only wishing, you are just gambling. And the end result of gambling is luck. And luck is associated with the devil. Favor is associated with God. And luck, there's something about luck. You can't predict it. Anything that you can't predict cannot guarantee success. So one of the ways by which people fail is gambling. Assumptions. Just wishing and wishing that, okay, how is it going to happen? I trust God. I know, see, God could do something. It's not just about that. There must be a set of actions that you carry out. Then you can now expect God to put his blessings on them. Jesus came to the world not because he didn't know what would happen. No, he knew even right from onset that he was going to the cross. So he was taking every step towards it. Somebody described it like this. He said it was like Jesus was looking up to the sky and there was a clock there and he was following the clock that, oh, it is time to do this. It is time to do this. Remember, Jesus was already performing miracles. And his brother said, "Jesus, let's go to that feast." And he said, "No, it's not my time. It may be the season, it's not my time." And he said, "If you do all these things, people should see it now." He said, "It's not my time." As they left, his time came. Can you imagine? Was Jesus lying? No. He knew that there was a thin line between it is time to go and it is time to wait and it is time not to go. So as a child of God, don't just gamble. Take precise actions. We'll talk about that very soon. I think we're going to dedicate a major episode on Common Sense Guide to Determining Times and Seasons. I pray that you don't miss it in Jesus' name. Even investment, if you look at Forex, for example, one of the things you can see about Forex is many of us call it gambling. And of course, I think it is somehow. But you know what? The best investors, they don't gamble. They work with knowledge and wisdom. They check activities that happen in the world. They study. They are on their system. They are watching. If this happens sometimes ago and this was the result, it happened again another time, this was the result. So if I do this, most likely I will do this. That's what they call calculated risk. So they are taking risks because there is no guarantee, but they have calculated it. So they are still working with knowledge or wisdom. Let's not waste time too much on that. But let's remember that looking for miracles or magic instead of knowledge and wisdom is one of the reasons why people fail. Then number two, impatience is one of the reasons why people fail. Impatience. Lamentations 3:27 says that it is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. If you are impatient, if I am impatient, there is a likelihood that failure is going to happen. Failure is imminent to those who are impatient. So one of the reasons that make people impatient is not knowing what to do next. For example, if you planted a corn, you know it will take about 3 months for it to produce, for you to harvest. So why will you be impatient? Yes, you are waiting, but you are not waiting impatiently. You know that you have done something, and normally this is how it should happen. So you won't be patient. So impatience, people are not ready to do what it takes to get to success. Somebody wants to sing today and blow tomorrow. Somebody wants to start working today and buy car and buy house and buy everything at the same time. He doesn't realize that there's a time. And if you work with God, I love God, you can't harass God. Pray, fast, do all those things. God will be patient with you. You say, when you are done, come and see my timetable. You will still be patient. You will still walk through some things. You will still walk through some challenges. You will still stand some trials, some temptations, for him to prove that you are worthy. So, impatience is one of the reasons why people fail. You want to start something today and finish it. I mean, of course, there are things you can start today and finish tomorrow. But I'm talking about major things in your life. Somebody wants to get into a relationship today and get married the next day. He doesn't want to go through courtship. He doesn't want to go through all those things. And then they get to marry and begin to complain. No, there is a time for everything. Impatience is one of the reasons why people fail. I pray God releases to you and I the spirit of, you know, patience in the name of Jesus. Why do people fail? Lack of mentorship or guidance, or even wrong guidance. People fail for lack of mentorship. People fail for lack of guidance, and people fail for wrong guidance. Proverbs 10:27. It says, he who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. Many of us feel we know it all. You don't want to listen to anyone. You want to take major steps in life. You don't feel you should ask people for instruction. Our generation, we are very proud. But I pray that God will release to you and I that spirit of humility in the name of Jesus. Ask questions. It will save you a lot of headache in life. Asking questions is one of the ways you and I can avoid pain, avoid mistakes. I mean, mistakes are part of life. You can make mistakes and bounce up. But there are mistakes that you should avoid. There are mistakes that you and I should avoid. And how do you avoid that? By listening to instructions. By getting counsel from people. Matthew 23:16 says, woe to you blind guides who say, whoever swears by this time another. Then Jesus said, blind people leading blind people. He said they will both fall into a ditch. Getting wrong guidance is in fact almost worse than not getting guidance at all. So if you're going to get guidance, you must know who you should listen to. You must know who you should ask questions from. Look at their results. It says, by their fruits you shall know them. Somebody is rich. Now, you want to be rich. The best thing is to ask somebody who has become rich how to be rich. But you know there are some other things to check. For example, somebody is rich who did money rituals, so to say. What do you think he's going to advise you to do? Money rituals. That's wrong counsel. You should get counsel, but make sure your counsel is also still right. Who are the ones to get counsel from? The Holy Spirit is your number one mentor. He says he will teach you the things to come. He will counsel you. He will comfort you. Can your counselor comfort you all the time? He will only comfort you when he can see you, when he can talk to you on phone. But the Holy Spirit is always there. He's the counselor that will not fail, that will not make mistakes. In fact, he's the only counselor you have. Other people you have, they are just going to help you to see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And ultimately, you should make your decisions based on the confirmation of the Holy Spirit. When you go to see a mentor, they will tell you many things. In fact, they can tell you several options to choose from. But at the end of the day, you will still have to listen to the Holy Spirit. He's your ultimate mentor. He's your number one mentor. And he's the only mentor you have. Other people will be used. But the Holy Spirit is the ultimate one that will still give you the instructions on what to do. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no counsel, the people fall. Or you can say the people fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. That means don't just sit with one counselor. Get counsel here, get counsel there, and let the Holy Spirit be the one who tells you what to do eventually. Why do people fail? We have looked at looking for miracles or magic instead of knowledge and wisdom. We have also looked at the place of impatience, and we have looked at the place of the lack of mentorship or guidance, or getting wrong guidance. Then number four today is the lack of vision. this is where we're going to stop today. Lack of vision. What is vision? Vision, like Bishop Oyedepo defined it, is the picture of your future that you have gotten from scriptures. I'll say that again. The picture of your future. That means you have been able to visualize your future based on your understanding of what the Word of God has said. Maybe it can be expanded to you because you dreamt or you had an open vision. You are working on the way God just showed it to you. But eventually, scripture is what will guarantee that that picture is from God. Lack of vision is one of the reasons people fail. For example, somebody will start a food business today. Because it's not selling again, we jump up again tomorrow, we start selling clothes. Clothes is not selling again, we start selling cassava, we go back to the farm. Farm is not producing, we now say, I want to learn computer. Jumping from one thing to the other is one of the easiest ways to fail. Vision, you must first know and have an idea of where you are going to in life. Lack of vision is the worst thing that can happen to any man. In fact, anybody who doesn't have a vision should be pitied, because you can as well say to him, woe to you. God forbid, not to you, you know, to the person listening. I'm saying that anyone without a vision, you can almost say woe to him, because you need to picture where you are going. Yes, the picture may not be clear, I understand, at the moment, but at least have a vision, a little part of it. See something you are running for. See something you are standing for. I don't know whether I'm going to become a doctor, but I like becoming a doctor, so I'm going to school. That is still a vision in quotes. You are not clear, but you are taking a step towards what you believe in your heart will help people. Vision. I want to become this. While you are taking that step, you are open to the instructions of God. You are open to what God may say again. And the moment you catch it and it's clear to you, run with it. Don't be distracted again. Which will take us to the next point. Loss of focus on your vision is one of the reasons why people fail. So it's still around vision. It's not enough to get a vision. You have to stick to it. You have to stand by it. You have to keep running, no matter what you feel like. It's just like a pastor. You started a church and you're inviting everybody and they are not coming. And you say, I'm tired, I'm going. No, you will keep inviting people until the time the breakthrough comes. And you keep learning and finding out why. Or you started a business and it's not bringing profit, and you are sure this is what God wants you to do. You can't say because it didn't bring profit you are now getting tired. No. You pray again, God, is this your will? And it says continue. You get out again, you start reading. What should I do? Okay, this is how I did my advert the last time. Let me find a way to do it again. Let me do it better again. You are looking for better ways. Whether it's ministry, whether it's business, whether it's career. You said something one way, your boss got angry. You don't say, I'm resigning from that job. No, you find a better way of talking. You learn again. There's a book, Rules of Work. Go and read that book. Rules of Life, Rules of Marriage. Read, learn, and let the Holy Spirit filter to you the right wisdom. So, lack of vision is why people fail. Because if you don't have vision, anywhere looks like it. Running in the wrong direction may even be worse than not moving at all. Don't run except you can see. Vision has to do with sight. It has to do with you. You have seen where you are going. Before you even talk about running, before you talk about going somewhere, you have to see where you are going. For example, if you are running a sprint, 100 meter race, what do? You look at where the line is. That is where I'm going. That's where you focus on. You don't even focus on the floor. Are you not supposed to check whether something is on the floor? No. But you focus on where you are going. You are not focusing on your competition. You are not focusing on people around you. No. You focus on where you are going. When you focus, then you can now begin to run. But guess what? God forbid you are running the wrong direction. It doesn't matter how much you run. It doesn't matter how fast you run. It doesn't matter how good of a runner you are at the end of the day. It's just like you are in a relay. And they say, pull, and you start running. I just face the back and start running to the back. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to say, Epimo, there's something wrong with him. Because he's supposed to go in the right direction. That's the same thing in life. Make sure you are in the right direction. I will say it again as we end now. Running in the wrong direction may be worse than not moving at all. Don't run except you can see. You may start to walk, you may start to crawl. You may start to check around and see where you are, just to understand where you are, because it's one of the ways for you to move forward. You can crawl around, you can walk around, but when you want to run with a vision, make sure it's the right one. Because running with the wrong vision is one of the things that kill men. As we wrap up today, let me just go through what we learned again today. Number one, looking for miracles or magic instead of knowledge and wisdom is one of the major reasons why Christians fail. Don't gamble. Don't just be wishing. As you wish for the future, as you know the future you want, the next question should be, what should I do? What should I do? Impatience is one of the reasons people fail. Lack of mentorship or guidance, or even wrong guidance. And we understood that the Holy Spirit is our number one mentor, and you get guidance from trusted people, but eventually make your decisions based on the Holy Spirit. Then lack of vision. Then loss of focus on your vision. It's not enough to start and focus on your sight. Keep running. Keep moving. I pray that even as we end this today, God gives you fresh grace for you to begin to do all the things required for you to succeed. In Jesus' name, amen. We have like 20 points. We have only been able to take 5 today. So next week, we are going to continue with this topic, reasons people fail and common sense guide to avoiding them. I hope you've been blessed at all, and I pray you keep getting blessed as you take steps, as you check your life, as I check my life. I pray that by the time you return next week, you have a major testimony that by taking and paying attention to one of the things I heard today, I was able to have this major success. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you have any testimony? Maybe since you've been joining, you know that because of something I heard, I was able to achieve a particular success in my life. Do we have anyone like that? Hallelujah.
What I just want to say is just that I've been so much blessed since this program I've started, since I've joined this program, because it has continued to enlighten me, even some things that I'm doing that I don't even know maybe is right or is not, but it makes me realize I'm still taking the right steps. All what I just need for me to do is just for me to keep moving and keep going with it. So I really appreciate you, sir. God will continue to bless you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
You're blessed. You're welcome, sir.
Amen. Thank you, sir. I pray for every one of us that whichever way we have seen today, whatever we have seen in our lives, that we need to take a step. I pray that the grace is released to you and I to take those steps in Jesus' name. And I pray that as we step out this new week, it shall be a week of blessings, a week of unusual success in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Don't miss it. Next week we're going to have part 2 of this, Reasons People Fail. You don't want to miss it. Please make sure you invite someone. Pray you are blessed in Jesus' name. Have a great week.
The good success.com